I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Prosecutors were close to connecting the Maliata Christian bookstore murders to a group with deep ties in the Turkish government. Last week, the last prosecutor on the case was removed. IN Network's Rodi Rodehaver says believers feel vulnerable in an increasingly Muslim nationalist nation. Pray for the IN Network team.
As I've talked to our staff and I've talked to other people, one of the amazing things for me is they have those feelings, but those feelings really are overridden by their great faith and they're willing to sacrifice and pay the price to serve Christ in this country.
Next, Burkina Faso has a new government today, just days after a military mutiny. It seems that the changes are bringing some calm back to the troubled nation. On Easter weekend, the dawn to dusk curfews were briefly lifted, allowing the faithful to celebrate. A Christian radio network partnered with HCJB Global has been countering the chaos with messages of peace, reconciliation, hope, and encouragement through Christ. Pray for more opportunities to share this message. And Varanasi, India, is like the Mecca of Hinduism. Over a million are there daily, bathing in holy rivers to wash sin away so they have a better chance of a good reincarnation. Many go there to die. But Dave Stravers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says the gospel's still being received well there. People welcome the news about a God who loves them, but there's a lot of persecution. One pastor Stravers met with was preparing 10 followers to take over the work if he's killed, and he's threatened weekly. Even still, many are desperate to share the truth.
We are training a lot of people, but there are literally thousands of workers who need training. We have a waiting list of people.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.